Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
That's our anthem, small business owners.
Even when times get rough and you had enough.
That's what you do, folks. Even when times get tough and you think you've had enough, you still got to try, small business owners. That's our anthem. Atlanta Rhythm Section sang that song about 30 years ago, and they didn't realize that it should be been called the Small Business Anthem. I think about that all the time when I hear that song. I think about you, small business owners, all the time when I hear that song, because I know that's what you do, and that's why I am so proud of you, and that's why everybody else is proud of you. Small businesses poll, when polls are taken of the people that are most admired in the marketplace, small business owners come out on top every time. Just keep up the good work, folks. And somebody else who knows about that is Carmen Volokay. Carmen is the co-author of Evolutionaries. Evolutionarybook.com, is that right, Carmen?
That's right.
So check that out, folks. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. We're talking about Evolutionaries. Carmen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
In the previous segment, we talked about the idea of evolutionaries and what they look like and how you should, if you have one, if you already know who that is in your organization, maybe it's you, nurture that person, give them voice. But let's bring it back a little more specific, Carmen. Let's either develop or give voice to the evolutionaries in our own organizations. How do we do that?
That's a great question, Jim. One of the ways that you do it is to create real-time feedback in your organization that is truly open to negative information, because just as you said, your evolutionaries are they're thinking of better ways to do things all the time, and they sometimes need permission to send that negative information up the chain, or what could be perceived as negative. Also.
Yeah, I was going to say negative is a little harsh, isn't it? Maybe,
yeah.
Why don't we say disruptive information?
There you go. Disruptive information up the chain, and formalizing ways to gather that real-time feedback from your evolutionaries is incredibly important. Another thing that you want to do is give them challenges. Evolutionaries are often capable of a lot more than their organizations are asking of them, and so you want to offer them opportunities to take the head of a project, or maybe when you're on vacation, let them step into leadership shoes for a few weeks and give them a chance to prove themselves. So,
you know, Carmen, every great military organization has a reconnaissance entity or scouts or people who go out in front of the group and let the big group know what's ahead of them. And I think of evolutionaries as our scouts. What do you think?
I think that's an absolutely wonderful way to describe it. You know, one of the evolutionaries that we talk about in our book is Captain Steve Ahlberg. He's the former Commodore of the Navy SEALs. And he talks about exactly that, sort of the way that Navy SEALs teams form and operate. And, in fact, the way that they train them, they call them evolutions because they truly believe it's transformational. So I think you're
Well, and the thing to remember is sometimes scouts go out and come back and with information that we don't like, and they say, you know what, we got that army's 10 times bigger than ours. Well, guess what? You don't like that information. It's negative, but you needed it.
Right. Well, a lot of times they're going to come back with opportunities because evolutionaries do sort of look at the world in an optimistic. They're not the ones to get in the bed and pull the covers up, you know. They're pretty optimistic even in negative times. They're always looking at the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But they're going to come back and say, hey, there's this really great opportunity over here, or well, we should do this.
Right.
And, you know, there's a great...
Well, you got to make sure your evolutionaries aren't victims of the OSO syndrome. You know what OSO is, don't you? Ooh, shiny object.
ooh, shiny. Well, no, they are. They are victims to that.
Well, you got to be careful. Now, you got to be careful, then. You got to be careful of that, don't you?
You absolutely do. And the best evolutionaries have learned how to surround themselves with people who might be able to, you know, knock some sense into them every once in a while when they come up with that next $900 idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really hope that people will, now that they've heard what you have to say, I hope that the small business owners will look around them and say, okay, who is my evolutionary in this organization? How much am I giving them voice? How much am I allowing them to bring ideas? And you know what? You might even want to say, okay, I want to control the evolutionary a little bit, only in terms of who they say what they have to say to. In other words, I don't want my evolutionary to announce some cockamamie idea in a team meeting. I only want them to give it to me first.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that can work if you're truly open to the ideas.
Yes,
and again, that depends on the organizations. But if your evolutionary leaders feel handcuffed, most likely, you know, they're going to leave.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean that wasn't meant to way to control them, but I'm just saying if in order for you to feel comfortable at first, maybe that's what you need to do.
I think you're right. But, I think at the beginning, until you can start to trust and train them on, you know, which ideas are presentable and how developed does it have to be before we bring it to the table.
And folks, if you don't have an evolutionary, you should make one. If you can't make one, you should hire one. Make sure
if you are one, you should develop yourself.
I agree. Evolutionarybook.com, right?
That's right. Evolutionariesbook.com.
Evolutionariesbook.com.
That's right.
Carmen Volokhe. Volokhe is how you spell her last name. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.